Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother Teague, and I have my beautiful wife, Reverend A, here with me, with us, with you. And we're going to be jumping into Lesson 219 today, A Course in Miracles workbook. We're just closing in now on the last couple of reviews, lessons in review, in Part 1 of A Course in Miracles. So if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. Thank you for joining us here in our podcast. We're going to begin by taking a good deep breath and just a moment of silence. And so we begin. I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. I am not a body, I am free.
I am God's daughter. Be still, my mind, and think a moment upon this. And then return to earth without confusion as to what our Father, what my Father loves forever as his child.
I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. I am not a body. I am free. Let's pause for a moment again. Good deep breath now. Just a moment of silence. I am not a body, I am free. This is actually an attunement. And before we start our workbook lessons with you each day, before we start our podcast, Renee and I sit together and we go to prayer. And we look at prayer as an attunement. And so when we think about it, you know, ultimately, and of course, the miracles. In the manual for teachers, it's really beautifully constructed, and then there's a booklet about prayer. But the point is, ultimately, I'm just going to say that we get to the point where we begin to realize that the only prayer is really the song of gratitude, right? And so when we do an attunement, we're really raising our consciousness. We are intentionally, we're setting an intention to join in union and relationship with Spirit, and we're raising our consciousness because this consciousness is above, if you will allow me to use that term, the consciousness of the ego mind. The ego mind is a low octave vibrationally. And in the work that we discuss in Truth Thought Principles, you know, we kind of map out levels of consciousness. And when you get to the very lower levels of consciousness, it's destructive, literally, an energy of destruction. And so we need to move to a point through attunement, through raising our conscious vibration. And that's what an attunement is. Well, it could be an attunement to a lower vibration as well. Do we do that? Absolutely. We plug into a horror movie, or we engage in the fear that's being promoted in the world, we are attuning ourselves to a lower consciousness. Absolutely. And fear, you feel it. You get angry at somebody, it's an attunement. You feel it throughout your entire body. It can trigger illness and dis-ease. But the attunement that we strive intentionally to accomplish is to raise our vibration so that we are now at the receptor level of being able to be informed by the vibration, by the knowing, by the love of Spirit. And in this attunement, we feel it throughout the whole body. We feel it through the heart space. Our body is, to use a metaphor, a lot like the body of a guitar. And when the string is plucked, the body resonates that sound, that vibration out. So it is amplified. And when a beautiful tone is struck, the attunement vibrates into the body of the guitar, and the chamber of the guitar resonates and increases, amplifies, so that the tone can be expressed at a greater level of energy outwardly into the world, into the universe, into this dimension. This attunement, I am not a body. I am free. The body can feel it. The body can resonate with it. The body can become attuned to it. And as we raise our consciousness, that is in fact exactly what we're doing, because that is the end of dis-ease. The body must acclimate to the higher consciousness. But as we attune to this higher consciousness, this higher vibration, now we are at the receptor level again, recepting the energy, being able to be informed in communion, in communication with our higher self. We must rise to it. Not that it's refusing to be where you are. You can be very receptive. You can get to the bottom of the barrel and be absolutely receptive. Suddenly your mind opens up and you can be receptive. But this normal attunement to ego mind, fear, guilt, anger, all of the attributes of the ego are lower octaves, and we can rise and begin to rise above them. And through the progression of levels of consciousness, we become able to tune into an attunement to spirit. And at those levels, we experience joy. Mm. We experience, it's been called bliss. It's absolutely blissful because there's no fear there. Mm. You cannot take fear into the conversation with spirit. Fear is the door that prevents your access to that wonderful joy and bliss, mm, and the vibration of love. So we take this attunement today. I am not a body, I am free. For I am still as my Father created me. Love creates as itself. You are that. We can't expect this small mind to comprehend the infinite, unimaginable perfection that you are. But we can ask it to quit trying to do that and let it go and allow ourselves to be attuned to a higher vibration where we can become informed and begin to resonate and vibrate as the body of the guitar with that beautiful tone of gratitude that we are loved, loving, and lovable forever and ever and ever. Amen. Mm.
So take a breath. Feel that. And another breath. Beautiful. My beloved is vibrating at such a frequency that tears of joy are pouring forth. That is what occurs in attunement when we allow that attunement, the tuning of spirit, to have its way with us. And this isn't caused by the body. It is caused by spirit moving upon the body, spirit moving upon the instrument, that the body is the instrument, just like the guitar is an instrument. And what does a guitar do of its own self? Absolutely nothing. It just sits there. And likewise, what does a body do without the consciousness that moves upon it? And the body is the instrument. And when we allow that instrument to be tuned by spirit, it ceases to be a distraction and becomes this beautiful instrument of the sound of love, the extension and expression through which that attuned consciousness that we are extends and expresses in this world. Imagine a guitar being played without being tuned. It's a distraction. It's noisy.
Not something you want to hear, huh?
It's not, yes. And so imagine likewise the body. Going about in the world before it has its attunement, its direction, its alignment in consciousness, it becomes a distraction and noisy. I am not a body, I am free. I love the focus on this idea of receptivity, that I am so much more receptive outside the bounds of the density of a body, not diminishing the body in any way, but aligning it and attuning it to its nature, which is to truly serve, to be that instrument. And it's an instrument that requires this attunement, this right alignment. Oh yeah, I'm not a body. I am free. I can rise above the body through this attunement given here. I can rise above the body, receive the elixir, the sustenance. I can rise and be tuned and attuned. And then I can descend into the body, into earth, without confusion as to what my father loves forever as his son, which is that consciousness, that Christ consciousness, that nature. And so how grateful I am for this lesson, for this attunement, for the lesson as it poured forth through Brother T, and how it inspired me to see this body aligned in the spaciousness of consciousness that is the tuner, that is the artist, that is the inspiration that creates the beautiful melody and song that pours forth through this instrument. Without doing that, without allowing that, without receiving that, I'm just kind of a noisy mess of drama and distraction. And so thank you for this lesson.
Yeah, this is wonderful. Wonderful stuff. Yeah, the instrument, you know, and Jesus tells us, you know, that the Holy Spirit uses the body for, you know, a new purpose other than what the ego would use it for. The ego uses the body as to try its best to hoodwink us, convince us, hypnotize us into the idea that this is what we are. Mm-hmm. But the Holy Spirit is, I love the phrase, because I was actually having that same, as you were speaking, I was seeing this is an instrument. Mm-hmm. The body is an instrument, mm-hmm. like the guitar body. Mm-hmm. And as you say, of itself doing nothing. But once that tone is struck, right, the string, which is barely visible, once it's struck, the whole body resonates. The instrument then becomes the expression of that vibration.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm reminded that in this conversation, this, I am not a body, I am free, this attunement and alignment is the basis for I need do nothing.
Yes, it is. Yeah. The body needs to do nothing. Yeah. Yeah. The instrument itself needs to understand its purpose as an instrument.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big deal. Big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are free. We are free. We are free. I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. I am not a body. I am free.
I am God's son. Be still my mind and think a moment upon this. And then return to earth without confusion as to what my Father loves forever as his son. I am not a body.
I am free.
For I am still as God created me.
So as we go forth today and we return to earth, we remember this lesson, this blessing, this conversation. And we see, we bring the instrument of love and allow ourselves to then be expressed as love throughout the day. Let's take a good deep breath for a moment of silence. We love you, dear brothers and sisters. Thank you for being in this vibration, in this resonance, in this consciousness of us. God bless you. Have a fantastic day, and we'll be back.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send